Alt-1019, attention holiday shoppers. Hipster Barbie is here to tell us.
Hipster Barbie.
Lindsay is here to tell us some of the gifts that she's chosen that she think might be great holiday sack stuffers for you.
I'm going to have to go back to this Hipster Barbie crap, but yeah, okay.
Yes, Hipster Barbie.
What? This doesn't even make sense. Okay, so there are Golden Girls underwear for the Golden Girl lover that you know.
Really?
Yes. Now, what makes them Golden Girls underwear? Well, they're kind of designed after each Golden Girl's personality. So Sophia, she's the little old lady, right? She has the high-waisted ones.
Sure, granny panties.
Dorothy, who is, you know, boss woman, daughter of Sophia, she's got the low-rise. Oh. And then Rose has sheer. This all, by the way, is available on an Etsy shop. Blanche has crotchless underwear.
Of course. You're wearing panties. You can't decide which one is you.
High-waisted, sheer crotchless. Maybe low-rise?
But point your vajayjay with us. We are the Golden Girls panties.
What?
Edible ones coming soon.
Oh, yeah, edible coming. But these now, things are expensive.
How much are they?
They're priced from $38 to $52 a pair.
But, I was thinking for the run, but per pair.
Per pair. If you want to get the four packets, available
were they
for
actually
$160.
Well, it sounds like, were they actually their panties?
I don't know. It could be.
Well, if Blair wore these, then maybe.
You mean Blanche?
Blanche. $160 for the four pack, though. But I can't imagine. I would never be able to justify spending $52 on crotchless
underwear. You got to pay.
There's not even a crotch.
If you want to ironically adorn your crotch, Hipster Barbie, and I know you do.
Okay, what the hell with the Hipster Barbie?
You know what I'm talking about. I've seen your Facebook page. Please continue.
All right, that's for the women in your life. What about the men? Well, you can get them a man sack. The man sack. What would you think it is? Any ideas?
Scrotum for someone who don't got them.
Satchel.
Sure. You guys
are both right in a way. It's a satchel. It's a fanny pack that you wear in the front, and it's shaped like a ball sack.
Like truck nuts, kind of.
But for you.
It's the low price of $14.39 right now.
But hold on. You can't, like the fanny pack or whatever you want to call it, that's still way out, right?
No.
That's...
Fanny packs are totally back.
Yeah, they're kind of coming back. I've seen a few hipsters
they are.
Of them.
No.
Yeah. No, it's not only like hipster thing. Like there's all kinds of, you can also do, like I actually wanted the fanny pack. There's one that goes like on your thigh. So it's sort of like a leg belt. But that way, like if I'm at a show or something, I don't have to carry a purse.
Like the Lara Croft Tomb Raider kind of one.
The knife sheath strapped to your thigh.
That one's kind of sexy. It's kind of
like
metal.
Yeah.
I like that one. Now, other than that, but for real, fanny packs are like totally back. I've seen people wearing them.
If you are, and I don't believe my partner's here, 570-1019. Are you wearing them with your Crocs?
I'm telling you, everything 90s is coming back. So the fanny pack is one of those things.
I was on it. I thought they were convenient, but...
I'm telling you.
Well, I'll tell you the fashion faux pas of all time. The fanny pack mixed with cargo pants. How many pockets do you need, sir? Oh.
Too much storage space. A little bit suspicious.
With the look for the keys and you do the Macarena many times, then you gotta add the fanny pack to the routine.
And you got your sun visor too, right? Okay, good. Also, this is one that's not so much a gift. I guess this is just mainly for decorating, but it's pretty badass. It's called the Laser Star Shower.
Laser Star Shower.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sex move.
Sounds like a Star Wars sex move, maybe. But what it is that it's like this light that has a filter on it. It's a little tiny dot. Yeah.
And sounds like a lightsaber.
When you shine the light with the dots at your house, it looks like you've got a whole ton of Christmas lights on your house, but you don't
brilliant.
Really. Yeah.
I love
it. It's pretty badass. It's $46.99, but I think that's well worth it.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
You never have to get up on the ladder and move it slightly every time you want to put up more Christmas lights on your gutter. Oh, that's awesome.
I mean,
well worth it.
It definitely looks a little half-assed, but it works. It does the job, you know? So I'll tweet out the link or something if you want to do this. I wonder if I could do this at my condos, though. Like, what if people next to me don't want the lights on and I shine it and it just shines, like, all over their place, too?
You know, not also a terrible idea is you take off the filter that does the little dots for stars and you put some phallic. symbol, some shadowy phallic symbol on
there. Yes, some dirty gobos, I believe, is the word we're looking for.